There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we pick back up on decision day. We already know Chris and Nicole said yes, and everybody else said no, meaning Gina, Clint, Jasmine, and Aris have divorced so far. So Kirsten said yes, as we know, and we've been waiting for Shaquille's answer. And he just says, like, it's been very difficult for me to step up and be the man you want me to be. Mind you, remember, Kirsten had all these expectations placed on this man. And he's been trying his best. And he then ultimately says his decision is to get a divorce. And he gives more important context. He says, I've been feeling alone. There are times I've needed you and you weren't there. Like, what more do I have to do for you to see that? Every day I've showed up. I've tried my best to get you to let your guard down, but I don't know if there's anything more that I can do to show you that I've been here since day one. No lies.
He got no credit.
Got no credit. He told no lies and he was very emotional. You could tell he did not want to be doing this. But when push came to shove and he really sat down with it, he knows this is not his person. He would not have to work this hard for his person.
No, definitely not.
No, not at all. So bum ass Dr. Cal or Pastor Cal, Dr. Pepper are shocked and disappointed and just kind of sitting there, not even really trying to support Shaquille at all.
Not at all. Nope.
They just kind of like deaded him and just like were sitting there looking stank. And Kirsten's like, I mean, I just think it takes more than 8 weeks. I feel like I've given you so much grace and I'm sad that you didn't receive what you were needing. I wish we gave each other more time.
This is exactly what he's talking about.
This
response is why he's divorcing you. So good luck, girl.
The fuck? Yeah.
Like, no personality, no empathy.
I was just about to say.
All about yourself. Nothing. Just nothing.
Just like no personalization even.
It just
seems very like impersonal. I wish we gave each other more time. And nothing about like how he showed up for me or here's what I did. Like she doesn't give any specific. She doesn't give anything. Kirsten just does not give anything. Giving nothing ever, always.
At all times.
At all times. So Shaquille, shout out to him. He said, my heart was heavy. I was not at peace with the idea of me and Kirsten being together forever.
And we had the same reaction when he said no. I told you off camera that he said no.
Yes.
And I found out live because I just wanted to see what he was going to say. And we both exclaimed with our arms in the air.
I did.
Free yourself, black man.
Free yourself, black man. Oh my God, she was not it. Kirsten was not.
She was terrible.
She was terrible.
I still don't know what sorority she's in. That's how little personality she has.
She's like, shown. Know nothing about this person. God. Now, Kirsten, she sat up in her confessional all salty for no good reason. Talking about I should be the one crying. He gave up. That's how. That's going to be her response always.
All the time.
All the time. He gave up. I was willing to try and he's the one that gave up. Girl, Shaquille really gave up about a month ago. He's been tired of her since then. He's been shut down since then. Really?
You told him no to a kiss on the cheek on camera. What did you think was going to fucking happen? Oh my God.
And it's not just her. It's like all the, like, all the elements. Her family situation was weird. Like, they're, you know, nobody can get their schedules together. What the fuck is that? So I'm walking into a life with somebody whose family doesn't even really support them. Why? Right. Like, but why is that happening? That
they are. Yes. That's what's so weird. Fine. If they don't support you, it is what it is. Like, you can't choose your family, whatever.
Right. But she's painting it like something else. Right. So just a lot. That apartment had no furniture. Just
that, which they're also trying to mend on this little three-part special. That's all.
Oh god. So yeah, Patrick Cal talking his bullshit, talking about I don't see him getting any better than that. How much more does he need?
Any better than that?
Y'all really are doubling down on Kirsten being the best for Shaquille?
Like, that's how much you love big booties. Also, I think that they know that they should have switched to black couples.
Yeah,
and Kirsten would have been just fine.
I think so.
At least for 8 weeks, at least.
You
know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Shaq and Jasmine would have been riding off into the sunset.
They
would have been fantastic.
That's so true.
Yep.
Shaquille and Jasmine 100% would have been a great match.
Mm-hmm.
Aris and Kirsten. Aris at least would have been definitely like attracted to her. Kirsten would still be given nothing, and then Aris doesn't really give much either, so I'm not really sure.
I don't think he wants that much.
I don't think he needs that much.
Treated Jasmine, I don't think he wants that much. So
yeah, so they done goofed. They really did fuck up the black pairings this season.
Yep.
Well, anyways, Jasmine and Aris, they are packing up, moving out of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be on good terms, despite Aris and his bullshit at the end.
I know.
Her, she don't love herself. What the fuck he was trying to pull last week?
My God. Yeah, because I think she's a pageant girl, so she could be fake.
And put on a good front. She might be like broken inside, but like
hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. She also is giving, like, she's just so ready to move on. Like, she's she gave it her all. She knows she gave it her all.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's at peace with the fact that she did her best and this just wasn't her person. So they're in their confessionals talking about what they would do differently if they could go back.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasmine says she would have spoken up more in the moment.
Yeah.
That was her thing. She was like very, you know, when you think of her back at the honeymoon, she was very like clammed up.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a rough, weird situation. And he was talking about sex and shit very early on. Like, she was uncomfortable and he was fucking weird. So, but yeah, she says she wishes going back, she would just use her voice more, speak up more, which I get.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that's it. Other than that, I was a good wife. So,
yeah.
And for Aris, which I also agree, is that he wished she was more open and vulnerable a lot sooner.
Yeah.
He just came around way too late.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to work by then.
Mm-mm.
So while they're leaving, Aris is like, oh, can I come over and visit Duchess?
If you don't get your own dog to take care of and clean up this shit and take it to the vet when it throws up and all the rest of this, you just want emotional support rental.
Like just be popping up in Jasmine's life and doing your fuckboy shit. Like, move. Yeah, I don't want none of that energy. Ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
God, the only thing that makes me like, because they, the only thing that makes me like, it's fuckboy shit, but like, is they've not had sex, you know?
Oh,
I mean?
True.
So I don't know if now they're gonna do it, like after we're seeing Duchess, but either way, move on, Aris. Ain't nobody wants to see you. But.
Yeah.
Now, Gina and Clint, they are.
And Hank.
Hey, because that's a big ass dog. I didn't realize how big he was.
Looks like a bear person in a dog costume.
In a dog costume on all fours.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge. So yeah, Gina's talking some bullshit in the confessional.
Like, I know.
Such a life-altering experience.
She another one, a good Southern girl. She could piece together a response to anything. Yeah.
Oh, please. Didn't learn shit. Can't wait to just get the fuck out of this apartment. Yeah,
she could not wait to leave.
Couldn't wait. Clint is more so talking about missing Hank than anything.
So much about Hank in a weird way. I think
it was all about Hank pretty much. But yeah, they basically just say see you later to each other because they live in the same building, so they'll literally see each other later. Now Kirsten and Shaquille, Shaquille's packing up. Kirsten has already moved out.
Already left.
Packed her shit and bounced. Packed her, I'm gonna say, packed her backpack and a little canvas bag and walked out.
Her tote bag.
Right. Tote bag and a backpack. Went back to her empty ass apartment. Yeah. Oh my God. And they flash back, that you saw that part where they flash back to her leaving and she like turned around and gave the
double
to the door. Like, get out of here, girl. Goodbye.
Girl. Oh my God.
So Shaquille, I thought, even gave her too much credit in his confessional. He said,
I think so too.
Yeah. He was like, they, you know, we were intentional. We both showed up, but something was just missing. You don't have to give her that.
No. She was not intentional, and for I would say 6 out of the 8 weeks did not show up.
Did not show up for you, so no.
I feel like if they would have given her a taste of the single life with them group of niggas like they did before earlier, she would have changed her tune a lot faster.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good point. Because she, we've heard her say, even maybe in this episode, like the dread of going back to being single.
Single, yeah.
And dating and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I agree. If they did like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Like a little week three, throw the girl, girls go out on a girls' night and those guys are there and she's like, I can't stand these niggas. Like she would maybe have seen Shaquille for what he was worth. I don't know. Which is also just whack, because why can't you just see that? So, I don't know. Anyways, Clint, he goes back home again, missing Hank, talking all about Hank.
All about Hank.
He is 41 and talking about getting right back out there.
Yeah.
I feel like Clint is... Clint will be fine. I know there's girls in his DMs. I know there's there's a whole anti-Gina group.
Oh, conglomerate. Yeah.
Conglomerate that are sliding right in his DMs. Mm-hmm. He will be fine. He will probably be married in the next year or two. I wouldn't be surprised.
Married, you think?
I can see that. Yeah. Oh
my God,
I can see that.
Crazy.
I think his DMs are probably going off.
Yeah. I hope Gina's are too.
I hope Joey's are too. Yeah. McKinley.
Oh my God, this is hysterical. Kirsten, again, showing somebody a house out of their price range once again.
Again, Kirsten, once. So McKinley has contracted Kirsten as real estate agent. She wasn't there. She was just on FaceTime, but he shows up with a friend to go house hunting and looking at this big ass house that we all know for damn sure this nigga cannot afford.
And if he can, who's moving in there?
Him, who's moving into this?
Two dogs.
Quote unquote. A six bedroom mansion with a pool. Who's living here? What the fuck is this? What is this they were trying to stage? It was like him and Kirsten were like in on it. Like, well,
yeah,
let me like show my career. Maybe I can get some business by being on TV. And he's trying to make himself not look like a loser. So, but he already knows he can't do this.
Yeah. And his friends already said this is a little out of his range.
Literally put him on blast. Friend literally put him on blast in her confessional. Oh my God. Now, Kirsten, meanwhile, is back at her serial killer empty ass apartment.
Serial killer apartment.
Oh my God.
Somebody needs to check behind the bookshelves in there and in that little closet. We need to check what's going on in there.
I know. What bones she got hiding.
Right? The teeth, hair, whatever she got in there.
Oh my God. So she is, talking about how Shaquille had the nerve to be crying. It should have been me crying at the end, like on her bullshit. And her friend,
how do you do that to somebody who you said yes to? Like, you wanted to stay married to this
man. Wanted to be married with him. He had the nerve to be crying, girl. So her friend who sniffed her bullshit was like, so can you say what you learned from the process?
Her friend was definitely giving line sister, like, you paid to be my friend.
Oh God.
And I paid to be yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're trauma bonded by whatever the fuck whipping we got for 12 weeks. But like, this is like, she was like,
yeah. Okay. So what did you learn?
Yeah.
And she said she learned how to be a better nurturer. Apparently. Too little, too late. Didn't come in time. The lesson did not hit in time, girl.
Yeah, I don't think it came at all.
Yeah. It's true, though. Like, I don't get a warm, nurturing, like, fuzzy feel from Kirsten, which is so odd because she's, like, this very feminine, Southern Belle type, but she's not giving warm and fuzzy.
And a real estate agent. Like, you find people's homes for them.
Don't
you need to be warmer? And you're all the Black realtors I work with are very warm, even in the city. Even when they move fast, they talk fast, and they just want the money, and they're still like warm, nurturing. They want you to find your forever home.
Yeah.
They don't want you to be assed out. And this person is so ice cold.
Very cold. Just very cold. Just like a, I don't know. She's just like not. I'm just warm. Like, she doesn't give you any vulnerability.
Yeah.
So you don't feel any connection to her.
She feels like, Crunch said it. She feels like a fembot. Like an Austin Powers, like, fembot that was, like, built.
Oh, yes. Right? Oh, my doesn't God. I see that. Yes.
Like Beyonce before the hula hoop and whatever the fuck movie that was.
The Austin Powers, gold member or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, like, she has all the makings visually of, like, like, feminine kind of, even her body, she's so shapely, I don't know, you feel like that energy, or you want, it's supposed to be given that energy, but it's not, it's giving robot. Yeah. Very true. Now Gina, she's unpacking with her friend and still talking cash shit about Clint. God,
I would too.
They were not a match at all. Mm-mm. She just couldn't get with his, like, humor. She said he's like the class clown, and she's like, I'm just not attracted to the class clown.
Yeah,
which I get it. And then they do like a little flashback to like all his little jokes, and he's just kind of cringy, and that's not attractive. So. But she claims she's ready to date and get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jasmine is with her mom, packing. And they also are talking cash shit about Eris.
Yeah, pretty bad. But
real bad. Yep. Yeah. The mom is just, she's so disappointed in him more than anything. Just so disappointed. She's like, I just don't, he didn't want to be married. She's like, so adamant. She's like, if he really actually wanted to be married, he would be married to you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have said yes. He would have stayed. They would have been working it out. And she made some good points. She's like, he didn't, he wasn't thinking deeply about how to make his partner happy.
He always came first. He was always number one.
So true. And yeah, the fact that he's never been in love, like they were talking about that, and he just doesn't know what it takes to like put in work. He's never been in a long-term relationship, even. The longest relationship he's been in has been with himself. And he's never been somebody's person or allowed somebody else to be his person. He kind of just shuts it off. So he doesn't know anything about what it takes to work at a relationship.
Right. This is why I get mad at him wanting to visit the dog. Even Hank wants his own dog. Like you Clint. Even want, or Clint. Like, literally mixing them up as they are. Yeah, like at least Clint is like, oh, now I want a dog in my life. I learned that now. Eris still doesn't want the responsibility of having a dog.
Damn, that's a good point. That's like, true. We never heard him say he wants to get his own dog. It was just like pop in, pop out.
On his terms, whatever his terms wants.
So Nicole and Kirsten go furniture shopping. Thank you, Jesus.
And Nicole got to pull it together and not laugh in her face. I guess she's never been to her
place. I don't know if she's been to her place.
But they're looking at like couches. Like,
did she have a couch? She had a couch. She had a couch.
I don't know if she had a coffee table.
I don't know if she had a table though. Or a TV stand.
What? She was just sitting there like drinking a Go-Gurt. Just sitting there, like, meditating? Like, what is she doing in there?
No idea. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Kirsten, you know, they're talking about the divorce, and Kirsten's like, you know, I hope he calls. I hope he checks in on me. But I don't have, I'm not checking in on him.
Isn't that something? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
That's a wild expectation.
But that she just lives on another land of like how she defines a man and how she defines, because in her head, she's coming from a place of, well, I'm the woman, he's the man. He should be checking in on me, even though he was the one crying and heartbroken over this this relationship not working. Like, we're too grown. We're too grown for this. Like, well, he better call me, or he sent me two texts. I got to send one back. Like, we're way too old for that.
Yeah.
When you want to talk to somebody, you reach out. When you feel some type of way, you want to call, you call. Who cares who did it first? Who's clocking shit like that? Like, it's just so immature.
Yeah, it was very high school. Very, like, early 20s. Like, she's never dated anybody before.
Right. And then even, like, so Nicole was talking about, like, closure and if they need closure and, like, wanting to know why. And, like, that's fine. If she wants closure, like, she's definitely owed that, I think. But if you want that, you got to get it. And you can reach out. Ain't nothing wrong with reaching out. It doesn't make you look weak. It doesn't make anything. It's not, you shouldn't put all that power back into Shaquille's hand. If you need the closure, reach out to him. You can do that.
Right. She thinks she's putting power in his hands. But really, if you want him to call you, then you're not at all. Really, you'd have no your power
left. Right, if you're waiting for him, if you're waiting by the phone for him to call you, you ain't got no power, girl. That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/twoblackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.